to think about it for a second.
It's really official, huh?
All right, guys.
We got Ninja Turtles on today.
Serious?
Yes.
Robert, you hope to show this week at the combine, the scouts will be out there with you.
You know, on the field, we'll be running. I'm not going to throw this weekend, but, you know, get out there, just, you know, move around, have fun, compete. And then in the interviews, just looking forward to just showing them who I am, you know, letting them get to know me. I get to know them, and I'll just, you know, explain our offense to them a little bit.
Is that your decision not to throw, your agents? Reason why you're not going to throw?
You know, it's my decision. You don't go somewhere and run a game plan. You never practice, throw to guys you don't practice with, and in an environment that you're not prepared for. So that's why.
You talk about wanting to let the teams know who you are. Who are you?
What will you tell? That sounds like a paper from my English class, but you know, just the person that I am. You know, some people think I came on the scene this year, so they haven't had as much time to evaluate me. So I'm just excited to really show them who I am as a person. You know, happy-go-lucky, like to make people laugh, but know when to be serious as well.
What would you say is the biggest misconception about your game?
You know, I think it's just a misconception that comes with being a dual-threat quarterback. You run first, you know, throw second. But I think I've proven that I'm throw first and then run if I need to.
What are your official height and weight
for
your own lips?
Oh, all right. 6'2 and 3/8 and 223. We didn't lie about my height.
What was it like when people were questioning your height? Was that crazy to you?
Well, you know, in high school I was 6'4", 200 pounds. So then when I got to college, I shrunk an inch and gained weight. So I was 6'2", 220. And then I guess they thought I just shrunk some more. So I was 6 foot 190 now. But it's official. I'm 6'2 and 3/8 and, you know, 223. So, you know, you try to block those things out. But at the end of the day, the numbers don't lie.
One of the draft experts said you come from a simple offense. Would you disagree with that?
I mean, I'd like to sit down with them and show them how simple it is. It's not a simple offense. It's a good offense. It's a really great offense, and it's a quarterback-friendly offense, but simple would not be the word to describe it.
Is that one of the things you're looking forward to in the interview when they ask you to draw plays, show exactly where, how deep your knowledge is?
Yes, sir, because, you know, different concepts, people understand them differently. So in the NFL, they run a little bit different. We ran a numbers-based and a concept system in college. So I like getting on that board and showing them or watching the film with them so they can kind of understand what we're going through as an offense.
So talk about how you will fit into a West Coast offense if you're drafted by that type of team.
You know, West Coast offenses with Washington and Cleveland, you know, highly concept-based, long verbiage in the plays. But other than that, you know, once you get into a system, it's easy to learn it. I'm not saying I'm going to open the playbook and know it immediately, but once you can get on the field and start going through the routes and the protections that you're going to have to run in those types of offenses, it comes to you a lot sooner.
What do you think of all this talk about you and the Browns falling in love with him and moving up to Denver?
I hope somebody falls in love with me, because, you know, other than my fiance, but, you know, that's what you want. As a player, you want a team that really wants you, head coach, GM, owner, everybody, that really wants you in that place, and the players believe in you. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to making somebody fall in love with me.
What do you think about you not conceding that number one spot yet?
You know, it's just, you know, as competitors, we both want to be the best. Whether I go number one or not, it's not going to change who I am. It's not going to change my confidence. But I'd be a fool to say that I don't want to go number one in the draft, because I think I do. Andrew does. Matt Khalil does. Trent Richardson does. You ask any of them, they want to go number one. So that's the main reason. It's not that I think they should not pick him or they should pick me. It's just we all want to be the best, so I'm not going to sit here and say I don't want to go number one.
What do you like most about?
I mean, I think you have to as a quarterback. When you step on the field, if you don't believe you're the best, you're not going to go out there and perform like you're the best. So,
what do you like most about Kim Wright?
He's a his competitiveness. Yeah, you can talk about his speed, his explosive ability, but he's a competitor. He's not going to let anybody outwork him on the field.
How do you feel that you have to prove in these meetings with these teams that you're having?
You know, that our offense isn't simple, that it's not the traditional spread where we're in shotgun all the time, although we are in shotgun a lot, and, you know, so was Tom Brady and Eli Manning in the Super Bowl, but it's beside the point. But, you know, just to say that it's not a simple offense, I'm not going to try to make it seem difficult, but I'll explain it to them, whether it's protections, progressions, and what I'm doing out there. It's not as simple as everybody makes it seem.
Can I have a little bit about Cam Newton, how his coaching staff went back and looked at Auburn plays, kind of brought some of those things in? Would you like it if your coaching staff went back and looked at the points, this and that?
Well, I think that's those elements that they brought out show how good of coaches that they are. You know, if you go back and you work to a player's strengths, they can be great, but I'm not going to be the one that, you know, walks in the door with five plays from Baylor and like, hey, we got to run these. So if they want to do that, I'm more than happy to go with that. And if they want to know some concepts from Baylor, I mean, I'd be happy to bring Coach Browse up there. But, you know, my job is to learn their offense and to be respectful for them that way.
Kendall was up here a little bit. Tony was talking about how you guys went to Baylor and you really wanted to kind of transform that program. What was the experience like to go somewhere where it was a bit of a losing school, you had a lot of losses, and then get it to where it is today?
Well, I mean, it was a great experience. It's not an experience everybody wants to go through when you walk into class and teachers are making fun of you. And then, you know, my junior year, his senior year, we walk into class and all they want to do is talk about the football game and how great we are. So it shows you how quickly things can change and just how much work we had to put in to get it that way. A lot of things that are there now weren't there when we got there. And, you know, now they're talking about putting a on-campus football stadium in 2015. So, you know, we're excited about what we did, but we also know our futures are bright in this league if we're so honored to be drafted into it.
Do you look forward to that type of challenge?
You're probably going to go to a team that's been struggling.
Oh, I mean, all these teams are either missing one piece or had an unfortunate year. So my job is to, as a quarterback of that team, whether I'm the starter or I'm the backup, to go in there and try to lead. You know, I'm excited no matter who the team is. It is an honor to play in the NFL, and not everybody's here, you know, with this mic in front of them, with this opportunity, so I'm going to make the most of it.
Robert, what are your impressions of Andrew Luck, and why did you opt not to go to Stanford?
What are my impressions of Luck? Andrew's a great guy, great player, great college player. You know, Coach Harbaugh did recruit both of us out of high school to go to Stanford. And my whole thinking behind that was he was already committed, and the two quarterback thing doesn't work. So I didn't want to have to either me be the one that transferred or Luck be the one that transferred. So I decided to go to a different college. But I liked Stanford, I liked Coach Harbaugh, and I like Andrew.
Robert, could you characterize your relationship with Harbaugh and Young for 5 years plus?
Oh, I mean, Coach Browse is amazing. Sometimes you get a feeling about somebody and it's right. And the feeling I had about Coach Browse was right. You know, he's honest. He's down to earth. He'll talk to you. He's approachable as a coach. You know, his humility is amazing for all the things that he's done in his life to continue to be the way he is. And it helped me become a better player and a better person as well.
Can you give you any indication at all that you're still experimenting?
You know, I haven't met with Indy yet, but they haven't told me they're not, so I'll just take it that way.
Can you talk about the influence your parents had on you?
Oh, that's the end of the question, yeah. You know, military kids, so both my parents were in the military. Mom did 12 years, dad did 21, served in two wars, so discipline was something that was obviously huge. If you say you're going to do something, you do it. If you start it, you finish it. You know, yes sir, no ma'am. And you got to have that kind of structure in your life. So it kind of helped me be that disciplined person that I am, whether it's with workouts, film, or just, you know, the game of football.
Do you think you have to change your running game at all, being the size of three defenders in the NFL and having that durability to last?
I mean, I'm a quarterback, so I just got to throw the ball. But running's extra.
How did the soccer thing get started?
I started my sophomore year in high school. I wasn't one that really matched all that well, so that's why the socks usually never match anything that I'm wearing. But it was just it's to show that I'm comfortable with who I am. I'm comfortable in my own skin, and you know, that's the socks is just a representation of that.
Face of an NFL franchise, where Hello Kitty socks.
I mean, I've worn Hello Kitty a couple times, but I mean, I'm not wearing them right now. If they don't want me to wear Hello Kitty, I won't do it.
Which team have you met with?
I just met with Philadelphia last night, and today I'll meet with Cleveland and Kansas City. You know, Cam's a bigger guy. I think he's 6'5", 240. I'm 6'2 and 3/8 and 223, so I'm not letting that go, just get you guys know. But that's a difference. He's, as a runner, he is a little more shifty than I am, but I'm faster than he is. More experience in the passing game in college. Not that I'm, you know, more polished and he's not polished, just we threw it a little bit more at Baylor than he did at Auburn. But other than that, you know, confidence-wise, his confidence is off the charts. You know, I try to keep my confidence on the charts, but I'm a confident guy as well. So you got to be that way. If you don't think you're the best, you won't perform that way.
You talk about maybe the Colts. You know, maybe the Colts is still a possibility. Have you seen Peyton's picture outside here? Would you like that to maybe be your picture one day?
I'd like it to stay Peyton's picture, but I'm not gonna be a politician for that. You know, I've talked to Peyton a couple times, and you know, I wish him the best. I hope what he wants can come about from the situation, and it'd be amazing for him to stay in Indy and play out his career, or to be drafted here and play behind him. But I mean, I think as a quarterback, you're gonna be put in the forefront whether you want it or not. And if you're not, then you're not doing your job. So as a quarterback of an organization, you're gonna be out there. You're gonna have billboards as long as you're playing well, and I plan on playing well.
Robert, a couple more. How could you pattern your game after?
Me? Randall Cunningham, Steve Young, guys that people think I've never seen play, like Kenny Stabler. Guys that extend that play. John Elway is another guy. They extend the play. They win from within the pocket, but they also know how to win outside the pocket. And I think that's what the game's kind of turned into, with guys like Drew Brees, who run a little bit, and Aaron Rodgers, who can, you know, move around a little bit.
With all the talk that you've possibly been with Cleveland, can you talk about how much would you like to play there? What do you know about the team?
Well, I mean, it'd be, you know, fun to compete with Colt. I played him 1 year in college, and he beat us. So, you know, maybe I'd have to go out there and beat him. But other than that, I mean, it'd be an honor to go to Cleveland, go to anywhere. So that's all I can say about that. As far as the team goes, you know, they just need that motivation, they need that inspiration. They got the coaches in place to be successful. No, I wouldn't. We had usually at least three options in our offense with a check down, and then obviously the fourth or fifth option would be for me to make something happen, which sometimes it happens that way in games for quarterbacks, so it wouldn't be a huge leap. Plus, I ran a pro-style offense in high school. Not that this is high school football, just saying.
Last one, guys.
You mentioned the possibility of playing behind the Colts. Is that something that you really would embrace? Can you expect that?
Yeah, I mean, I would embrace it. It's not very often you get chances to play or be on a team with a legend like that and learn from a guy like Peyton. So definitely I'd come in and compete, you know, to be that starter. But I wouldn't be upset if, Peyton Manning was the starting quarterback of the team that I'm on. So it'd be an honor to sit behind him and learn. I'd hold that clipboard with pride. So then I have no problem with that. I wouldn't come in and demand to be the starter.
Cool. Thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you. Thank you.
Want to go to
the way that it was.
Michael, one.